Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us. This is Robert J. with your radio promo. You've tuned to another segment of Staying Ahead of a Social Media Curve. That's right, something I've talked about off and on over the last couple of months, and it's really important. And there's a lot of gurus, there's our gurus, and there are people that actually know what they're talking about. So there are actually some professionals that are having great successes that talk about, in so many words, of staying ahead of the social media curve. And some people look at it as, and even including myself, to where you're want to stay ahead of the next great thing, the next best thing that comes on the pike, and to see where you are as far as in your business, in your home-based business, what you are doing to provide yourself the best chance of success while you're out there. And if you can get on the next greatest thing, for instance, when people first get on Facebook, when they first got on YouTube, first came out, when they first got on Twitter, the first few people that get on, not just first few, I mean, I'm a few thousands, but, you know, if you've seen it and you grabbed it and you ran with it, there's a very good chance that you achieved great success because of the fact that you were ahead of the social media curve. And that's pretty much how I look at it. But there are other definitions and other ways of looking at it as well. And really, on a daily basis, you can be looking at, okay, well, am I going to win the next lottery ticket? Oh, my goodness, look at the giant payout that happened recently in one of the major lottery contests. I think three people actually shared that prize. Each one of them became multimillionaires. Even the people that lost, that got five numbers, became multimillionaires. So it's just amazing. But the point is, you can hope for a winning lottery ticket. You can hope for getting a bingo or going to the casino and pulling that the slot machine and getting a bunch of money shooting out at you. And by the way, that can't happen. The odds are, for once or twice in your life, you can actually achieve that greatness for a moment. The thing of it is, you can't live your life, especially your business life and your survival of your business. You can't live going down that road of what if. Oh, I better play the scratch off ticket today because I might win. Well, that's if you're doing that with your daily internet business, as you're trying to build your brand at the same time, and not to mention build your integrity. The last thing you want to do is like, oh, I got an email from this person, and now they're putting you in spam folders or deleting you out right away because you have the next great thing. I'm not really referring to that. I'm just saying you, as being in business, you want to make sure you stay ahead of the game and keep your eyes and ears open on what the next great thing is. Definitely listen to people who, even if they're younger than you, listen to what they have to say, because there's a lot of great knowledge out there. And this latest generation, last 10, 15 years, my goodness, those, I call them kids, a lot younger than me, but my goodness, they've really, trailblazed for a lot of us. Who have been online marketers or offline marketers long before, or salespeople, if you want to call it that, long before the internet was accessible for internet marketing, web design business, social media manager business. The list goes on and on. There could be a ton of things. But one thing you want to keep in mind is that you don't want to come across as a quote-unquote salesperson. That's the last thing you want to do. When you're in a business, you want to provide a service, okay? Most times a service can be providing content, good information. If you're a blogger, basically you're also a writer, okay? Writer means you have ideas. You're writing about possibly your passions. I always cover that on my I've covered that in my previous shows because that I really feel is important. If you have a passion about something, write about it. Blog about it. Blogging is not that difficult. The way technology has advanced, it's so user-friendly to get on there and create your own blog. There's so many great platforms and services out there that you can get set up today with your own blog. And I tell you, it's just phenomenal on what's evolved, how the internet has evolved. And by the way, the internet and the way we know the world of the internet marketing or the computer, if you want to call it that, World Wide Web, I got a story about that. I'll share with you again sometime. But the World Wide Web, okay, just amazing. It's constantly changing, constantly evolving, and actually getting better and better. And like I said, everything is so user-friendly. When I first went to college years back, a lot of that stuff, when you wanted to have certain things pop up on your screen, you had to create them. You had to actually, pretty much everybody back then, whether they knew it or not, whether they were good at it or not, they had to become a quote-unquote programmer in order to make things work. And that's pretty much what I did in my college years was, yes, I actually was a programmer. I was the last person in the world that would ever be a quote-unquote programmer. I wasn't totally into science. I enjoyed science. I enjoyed things like that, but that was not me. But however, I did train for that, and if you could see what was then and what is now, my goodness, you'd have such an appreciation of what is available to you as you turn your computer, and a couple of seconds later, a couple of minutes later, you're surfing the web, and you're able to communicate with anybody pretty much throughout the world. What's good? This is Robert J. Thanks for tuning in today. This is your radio promo. show, of course, was established several years ago, and we've been off and on the air quite a bit, doing different formats. But for the most part, the last couple of months that we've been staying ahead of the social media curve, if you will, and we've been trying to focus mostly on giving you good information on how you can better your home-based business, how you can provide for your family, even sitting at home instead of having to go to a job. Now, if you've got a full-time job, that's fine. Don't quit your job just yet. Continue to do that. But in the meantime, you could do this part-time. And it's pretty sensational. Let me get back to the subject as far as the social media curve. Social media curve, staying ahead of the social media curve, you don't want to come across as a salesperson. The most important thing with social media is a way to engage with your listening audience, with people that may come to your website, may contact you. You want to engage with those, whether it's verbally, whether it's through blogs, whether it's through videos. And like I said, you probably already know there's so many social media platforms out there you can use. If you're starting new and you're fairly new with the internet marketing concept, you want to just do your baby steps. You want to just crawl. You know, you got to crawl before you can walk. Okay. And the thing of it is, you can't just don't bite off more you can chew. Just keep in mind, it's engagement. You want to interact. You want to be part of a community. You want to come across as, hey, I want to sell you something tomorrow. Sure, we're all in the game, so to speak, and we want to sell. We want to provide a service so we can get paid for our efforts. However, that's the last thing you want to do because that won't get you anywhere. It's better to just provide information, content, and there's so many things available right now for you as an internet marketer to help you succeed. Another thing also, which you want to really focus on doing is you want to develop a plan based around community advocates, that people that you've ran into, people that you've met, that actually can be a center of influence for you, okay? You want to also on your website or on your blog, whatever, you want to always make sure you have a call to action, something that could, you know, that could also give them some kind of a benefit, something that's going to provide them, them meaning your people who visit your site, your potential customers, clients, people you're providing information to. You want to make sure it's going to benefit them. And, of course, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever your passion is, you want to make sure you also provide that for people who actually need that particular service. They may not have a need for what you are promoting at that particular time. However, you want to make sure that you keep it real and stay focused when you're making contact with your potential clients, whether it's via phone, whether you're in Skype with them, any kind of instant messenger, email, you're sending them to a video. I mean, if somebody wants to do crocheting and that's what their passion is, okay, well, focus on their crocheting. But if you're actually in the social media manager business and you can help them out with their business as far as creating more products or showing them how to have a great, you know, share a great vehicle with them that they can use within their business, you may want, it may not be the crocheting thing that you want to go down the road with. You may be more interested in teaching them how to blog, how to create a social media campaign so they can actually provide for their passions, for their clients. And I mean to ramble on here, but and I try to get a lot in here. I do at this point right now. We're doing a weekly show on Mondays. The song you heard that took us into the program is a song I wrote with another gentleman years back. It's called "Rich Get Richer," and ironically, the song, the verbiage I got on there right in the beginning of the program is, "Monday morning I wake up from bed, I look in the mirror and I shake my head," and basically, the voice, even when I sang it. I sing songs a lot of times. I go into that particular part. I actually act like that particular person. And that particular song, I wanted to be like the guy who's getting up, going to work at the factory, going to work, you know, blue collar. And at the time, I worked white collar. But the thing of it is, I still wanted to portray that the average American getting up and, you know, doesn't matter what he does, how hard he tries, it's almost like he's like a hamster on a spindle, and yeah, he's paying his bills and all, but he's barely making it, right? And it's all about the soon non-existent middle class, and we hear a lot about that on the news, it's consistent. It's almost like history repeats itself. It's constant. It's been a constant in the political arena, in our world, in country I live in, and we live in United States. But for the most part, it was just a song that I wanted to relate to other folks and give them hope. You know, there's ways around us. You can make a difference. But the biggest thing is just do it. Just get out there. Put your plans in order. Get involved with particular marketing companies. There is so many tools out there right now that are available to you as an entrepreneur or AKA netpreneur. And you can be successful, but you've also got to have the right people that you surround yourself with, the right mentors, the right educators. And, recently I actually changed my course a little bit, and course meaning course in life. Probably about last year and a half or so, I've been re-educating myself on certain things, including social media. In the last several months, I've been listening to different particular speakers online and stuff, and it's just amazing how much I've learned just by digging in. And I've actually, you always want to stay ahead of the social media curve, but that doesn't mean, okay, here's my goal in 6 months, I'm going to be doing this. It's a possibility. You might alter your course a little bit, your direction, only because for some reason that particular method or road you're heading down, maybe you need to take a little detour. It's okay to do that. You can still make adjustments when ships are in the water. They're constantly making adjustments due to the water, the currents, and all that, right? They can't just go a straight line. Maybe they have to avoid some of the weather conditions and things of that nature. So just keep that in mind. As you're staying ahead of the social media curve, you're also learning on a daily basis, and you're also out there promoting and building up you, your brand, you being you, meaning you. Well, it sounds like I spoke in circles there, but you are the most important thing out there. And if you don't build you, your brand, within the social media arena, you're basically wasting your time. So just keep that in mind. As you're staying ahead of the social media curve on a daily basis, you're getting into promoting yourself through social media. And you're basically, all you're really doing is you're building a network of people, of friends, the people that you'll become associated with, that you'll learn from. And it's so important, like I said, once again, to have a mentor or two in your life that's going to give you proper direction. Because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to be the mentor. It's the old scenario, teachers teach teachers to teach, right? And you want to keep the focus of how you're going to succeed within your everyday marketing life, whether you're a home-based business opportunity person, network marketer, by all means, for what it's worth, you definitely need to keep your social media in check, because on a constant basis there's so many potential clients and customers, people that are going to help you with your daily business. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. We do appreciate you tuning in today. You can follow me at ConsumerView, that's ConsumerView, that's ConsumerView, silent E. You can also visit my website at ConsumerView.com. And actually, right now, my consumerview.com I've had that site for about 12 years now. And I've actually evolved. I've done different things. I've changed my course here and there, right? And that's one of my main websites. And I'll point that towards what I'm doing at that particular moment, but I'll also point it towards something that can actually benefit you, the listener, to actually help you build your business. And I recommend you go to that site today at consumerview.com. There's a great course that's being offered right now that you can actually, if you're interested, of course, get involved and get yourself back on track to where you can become an internet marketer professional. And really, pretty much by springtime, you will have major success. And it's kind of cool because I'm interested in one thing and one thing only, of course, helping others. But I'm also interested in bettering my skills. And that's what you want to be focused on, is continuously sharpening your skills, keeping yourself sharp, meaning focused, and being able to help others as you help yourself. And that's pretty much how it works. You help other, enough people get what they want, you sure will get what you want. But yeah, if you go to consumerview.com, and lastly, of course, you can check out my blog at rjokwillis.online. It's rjokwillis.online. Check out my beautiful blog there. Same marketing company I'm associated with provides that. It's awesome. I love the system. I've used widgets. I've used plugins. It's like taking a salad and pretty mix it up all together. And I got a beautiful blogging platform now that I actually can provide. It can provide me with being able to post daily if I want. And you as well. If you're a blogger, I highly recommend you grabbing this particular blogging platform. It's sensational. You can have a lot of fun with it. But anyway, I want to once again thank you for taking your time out today. I know your time is important. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. If you want to get a hold of me, you can actually just hit me up at Twitter at ConsumerView. Of course, you can visit my website at consumerview.com. And I'm trying to think of anything else I want to just give you. You know, I'll probably just leave you with one or two other words. But, you know, if you're a newbie meaning a person just got online recently and you decided maybe you've been online for a while and you just haven't marketed and taken that road. But I would say, if anything, just get started. You know, get on Facebook. By all means, you know, learn a little bit there. I would get yourself Twitter. Google Plus is awesome. Let's see. You definitely, by all means, get Pinterest, get Instagram, and get yourself on YouTube. Now, that sounds like a lot of work, but do one a day. So, but when you set these social medias up, by all means, make it uniform. Make it the same name, okay? I have a very bad habit. I'm still working on that, to be honest with you. I'm having multiple different names and items or products or websites I've promoted over my career. The thing of it is, you want to build your brand. You want to make sure you continuously get your name out there. If it's your name, if it's a company name you want to promote, like I'm using for my Twitter, at Consumer Review. I've also got a website. But I've also got my blog. And if you can actually find me on RJOK Will on a couple of my social medias. But the thing of it is, I know full well, and I'm working on it, to get it all uniform. So you have one name. It's real easy for people to remember. You tell people a bunch of things, kind of what I'm doing today, a little bit, you know, with different websites I've given you to check out. I'm only throwing it out there because I really do care about you, and I do want to see you succeed. And I feel blessed on the things I've been pursuing. So I just want to just share it with you and let you know what's available to you. But if you want to reach me, here's what I recommend, totally, okay? If anything today, just everything I've said, listen to the recording again, that's fine. If you get a hold of me, like I said, you can hit me at Consumer Review. Just go to consumerview.com. The link I have up there right now today actually will set you up and get you in proper training to where you can become a successful internet marketer. Also, within that program, we have a free 30-day trial. With a great program as well that actually give you all the education information. It's just pretty sensational. So I would, if you would get over there, just go to consumerview.com and you'll be able to pretty much get on my mailing list, and I'll be able to stay in touch with you that way too. So anyway, I'll quit rambling on, and it's kind of what I do, I suppose. I'm just trying to get everything into a 30-minute show here today, but I wanted to let you know that I do care about you, and I do want to see you succeed, and I'm sure you will. And if you're a seasoned pro, by all means, feel free to reach out and get in touch with me as well. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to work with you, network or whatever. But anybody, pretty much anybody out there, I'd love to network with and help you build your business. And if you have a business right now and you're looking for social media management service, I can do that as well. I've got some great voiceover experts. We do voiceovers as well. So like I said, I do soup to nuts, but for the most part, I'm pretty much streamlining my services. So by springtime, I'll have pretty much everything ready to rock and roll as far as making it even a lot easier for myself. But right now, I can actually offer some of those services, so I want to at least let you know that it's available to you. All right, this is Robert J. You've tuned into my radio show, Your Radio Promo. I call it Your Radio Promo because I do invite folks every once in a while to share what they're doing, how they're making a difference in the real world, in the social media world. And love to have you if you want to get in touch with me and join me on my program sometime. All I ask is that you just share one or two nuggets with our listening audience and see how they can actually succeed within the online community. All right. Thanks again for joining us today. This is Robert J. You have yourself a great week. And actually, today is February 1st. Tomorrow actually is Groundhog's Day, isn't it? That's right. So hopefully we only have 6 weeks left of winter. But then again, my math shows me that 6 weeks of winter, 6 weeks from tomorrow, actually is the first day of spring. So go figure that one out. So it's going to be spring anyway. It all really depends on how you look at it, right? All right. Well, hey, thanks again. Appreciate you. Have yourself a wonderful day. And remember, you can make a difference one day at a time.